The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabalujo, empowering you for wealth.
When we say we're committed to giving you more, here's what we mean. We mean going the extra mile to ensure you have the best customer experience. In fact, if you make an instant transfer and it fails, we will reverse it in one business day or refund 5 times the transaction fees. You get that? A reversal on failed instant transfers in one business day, or we will refund 5 times the transaction fees. Now, that's how committed we are to giving you more. Access, more than banking.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to the last session of Stocks Watch on Radio for this week. My name is Ruth Ibikunle. Today is Friday, and it's our regular question and answer day. Mr. Aruna will be joining me on the program this morning to answer some of the questions sent in by our listeners. But before we do that, let's quickly take a look at the market updates. Nigerian equities market on Thursday closed on a bearish note as the All Share Index declined marginally by 0.02% to settle at 37,898.56 points from the previous close of 37,907.28 points. Year to date, the market has returned negative 5.89%. The market capitalization declined by 0.02% to close at 19.756 trillion naira from the previous close of 19.760 trillion naira, thereby shedding 4 billion naira. An aggregate of 205.45 million units of shares were traded in 3,563 deals, valued at 2.73 billion naira. The market breadth closed positive as 20 equities appreciated in their share prices against 15 equities that declined in their share prices. Triple G led the gainers with 10% growth, closing at 77 Kobo from the previous close of 70 Kobo. Royal Exchange PLC led the price decliners as it shed 9.84% of its share price to close at 54 Kobo from the previous close of 61 Kobo. All right. Good morning, Mr. Aruna.
Good morning.
It's good to have you on the program this morning. Today is Friday, the last trading day for the week. Generally, did the market perform well for this week?
This week marks the end of the first half of the year and the beginning of the second half. And, expectedly, the market was expected to end high the last trading day because of the actions of portfolio managers. And actually, we saw for the last two trading days of the month, that is the 29th and 30th of June, we actually saw the market going up. But the only thing is that the closing up of the market was not sufficient enough to wipe all the losses that the month has accumulated. So at the end of the day, the month remained about 1.36% loss in the month of June. And because of the actions of the portfolio manager to end the month, and we know definitely that when another new month begins, that some of those actions will slow. And actually, that was what we saw yesterday, that the market came with a 0.02% loss to begin the month of July with.
All right, let's get down to the questions for today. The first one is this. Does one need to open a separate account to trade on NASD, or can I just contact my broker and give order?
I think what I would want this person to understand about NASD OTC, that is an exchange on his phone, which is different from NGX that he or she has been trading. Because of that, you need to open an OTC account so that we're able to trade on that exchange. And you also need to find out whether he's or a broker is a broker on NASD account. Because what I come to understand that it's not every stockbroking firm that trades with NASD. So we have to find out whether your broker is trading with NASD OTC exchange. If so, we need to open it to trade on NASD OTC.
How does one get info about quarterly reports of financial transactions and its financial statement of stocks listed on NASD? How can one get more information on those stocks?
I think when you are trading on NASD, when we want to get info on stocks listed on Nigeria Stock Exchange, we go to the website on Nigeria Stock Exchange to get all the quarterly report and the annual financial statement. So the same thing that you are going to do, basically the NASDAQ OTC Stock Exchange website, you'll be able to get all the quarterly and annual financial report on all the stock listed on NASDAQ OTC.
Another one is this. Please, I want to know whether Livestock Feed PLC declared dividend, because their AGM is coming up on the 22nd of July 2021.
I think from the record that I have before me, I hope I'm not mistaken, I think the last time I saw a corporate assurance in respect of the dividend declaration from Livestock Feed was in 2015. So I don't think that for 2020 year end that they declare any dividend. Even if their AGM is coming, the company can have AGM without actually coming to talk about dividends. They can come to talk about all other agenda apart from dividend. I think that is why AGM is compulsory for every listed company, every limited company, even private company to hold every year. I think that's why they are convening this. It's not as if dividend must be discussed in AGMs.
Please, I would like to know if it's possible to still log on to my account with CSCS. Haven't had another CSCS account number with another brokerage firm, though with same name but different email address.
You know, what normally gets us confused is that if you look at it, we have names very, very similar. Sometimes you discover that three names of two people are almost the same but arranged in different orders. Maybe the one that belonged to my father is the one that actually belonged to the person. So whether you use the same address, it might be that it's a different person. And one of the things we want to understand about CSCS accounts are firm-specific. That is stockbroking firm-specific. The only thing that is unique to an investor is the CSN number that you can carry from one firm to the other. That is why that when you have an account with a stockbroking firm and you want to trade with another stockbroking firm, they will open another account for you, which means that the firm that you are currently cannot access the new CSS account you are going to open. So definitely, if you have registered with CSCS to view your account online, it is that account number that you register with them that you'll be able to view, except you ask them for harmonization or consolidation to consolidate the two accounts. If you have not approached them to do that, it is that same old account position you will be able to view until you do the consolidation.
All right. Our last question for the day goes thus. Does one need to fill another e-dividend mandate having filled before for a firm you had stake in but later disposed your shares and still went back to buy your shares?
You know, I think it depends on how long that the person has been out, but to a very large extent, once you have filled an in-mandate with a registrar and that account has been captured that you have mandated to receive your dividend, I don't think that you need to fill another in-mandate. But like we are talking about CSN number, if peradventure that you are given another CSN number, the stockbroking firm might actually be confused whether you are the, you need to prove that account that have been mandated, that is the same one that is coming, that you are using to position for a stock of the company that they are managing. So chances are that they might need you to come and approve it. So you might actually need to fill another dividend. This thing are from one registrar to the other. There are some that, yes, you have filled an dividend mandate, and they can hold it for you for every company that they handle. If you have shares in it, they might go through and pay you dividend. But there are some that want you to come back and prove that that dividend money, that account that they have an dividend money little, is the same person as you that you are coming in now, because you are going to definitely have a different CHN number. But you may not necessarily have to do that if you have the same CHN number from one house to the other. I think that is the position. But if you don't have the same CHN number, you may need to come back and prove that you are the same person. Like I explained before, if you type your name, especially one of the social media, discover that there are 1,001 names like that, but the difference is just the arrangement. So there's every possibility that in that registrar that you are seeking to get your dividend from has similar names that look like you, but you need to come and prove that that's one they have is the same thing as you that you are trying to assess your dividend.
It's the second half of the year. What are your expectations about the Nigerian capital markets?
The month just ended, and if not for those companies that are regulated, we should be expecting their quarter two into the market. And I believe that as we begin to see quarter two, we'll see a better market. And don't forget that investors have actually looked at quarter one and are prorating to forecast what the companies or the stock can do for quarter two. So based on that, as the time is coming closer, there will be position taking that actually that will support the market to close eye. I believe that at the end of July, the market will look a little bit better, and that we saw in June.
Thank you so much, sir, for coming on the program this morning.
Thank you for having me.
This is where we draw the curtain on the program for today and, of course, for the week. But for non-stop discussion about stocks-related matters, you can call me on 0703-134-1703 to join our Telegram platform. You can also access other information you need on www.stocksng.com. I'll surely come your way again next week, same time, same station. Ruth Ibikunle, it's bye for now.
To transfer your cash without any fear. No long talk, no worry yourself, no. Zero ala, oh. Anything where you want to do, just carry your phone. Now the code, download the app, oh.
This one is with my flow.
You want to buy your data, you want to buy your airtime. You cannot do anything and do everything and money, oh. You want to buy your data. And very secured and safe.
All money now on First Money. You first. First Bank.